Week 2, Thursday, Matins, Second Nocturne. Please remember, Master, that we are matter as well as spirit, and be kind to us. Psalm 78, continued. Part 4. But because he was full of kindness, he forgave their corruption, and did not destroy them. Yes, often he turned his anger aside, and did not kindle the whole of his fury, because he remembered that they were material things, a breath that vanishes and comes back no more. And they irritated him so often in the wilderness, and annoyed him so frequently in the desert. Again and again they provoked God, and set limits on Israel's Holy One. They did not remember the power he showed that day when he brought them away from their enemy, when he performed his miracles in Egypt and did wonders on the field of Zoan, when he turned rivers into blood, and they could not drink from any of their streams, and sent swarms of flies among them to eat them up, and frogs which devastated their land, and he handed their crops over to caterpillars, and the locusts ate their hard work. He destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamores with frost, and he subjected their cattle to the hail, and their flocks to lightning's fire. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please remember, Master, that we are matter as well as spirit, and be kind to us. Master, I believe. Please help my lack of faith. Part 5. He threw down on them the fury of his anger, and sent rage, violence, and turmoil from the angels of destruction he sent down on them. He made a path for his anger, and did not spare their very lives from death. He handed over their souls to the plague, and destroyed all the firstborn in Egypt, and killed the flower of their strength in the land of Ham. But he led his own people out like sheep, and guided them through the wilderness like a flock, and he kept them safe as he led them, and they had no fear, while the sea overwhelmed all their enemies. And he brought them to the border of his holy land, the mountain which his own right hand had made. And then he drove the nations out before them, and assigned them measured portions of the land, where he had the tribes of Israel live in their tents. Yet still they exasperated the supreme God, and did not follow his orders. They turned away again, and were as faithless as their fathers, and became as crooked as an untrustworthy bow. Because they raised his anger with their shrines upon the hills, and tried to make him jealous with their carven idols. And when God heard this, he was enraged, and conceived such a loathing for Israel, that he abandoned his tent in Shiloh, the tent he had pitched among men, and handed over his forces into captivity, and his glory into the enemy's clutches. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, I believe. Please help my lack of faith. We know that you have sent a Savior for us, Master. Part 6. He gave his people over to swords, and was furious with his heritage. Fire ate up their youth, and their maidens had no one to marry. Their priests fell at sword point, and their widows could not mourn them. But then Yahweh came back as if he had been asleep, like a strong man after wine had made him drunk, and beat back his enemies, and drove them into everlasting disgrace. But he also rejected Joseph's tent, and did not choose the tribe of Ephraim. He selected the tribe of Judah, and gave his love to Mount Zion, and he built there his holy place upon its heights, like the earth he had set firm forever. And in addition, he chose his servant David, and took him from the sheepfold, and brought him away from following ewes and their young, to shepherd his people Jacob, and his heritage Israel. So he shepherded them in the integrity of his heart, and guided them with skillful hands. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. We know that you have sent a Savior for us, Master. Please let the light of your face shine upon me, Master, and teach me your way of holiness.